This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Daljit Dhaliwal. The CDC now confirming the first death in the United States from swine flu, a 23-month-old child in Texas. Scientists call the virus H1N1, and on this show and generally in the United States, we call it swine flu. But the virus's association with pigs, unclean in some cultures, and pig meat, a big export in some countries, has started something of a counter-naming revolution. For more on the politics of naming the new virus, we're joined by Keith Bradshaw, Hong Kong bureau chief for The New York Times. Hello.
Hello.
So why is it, Keith, so important to name this virus?
Often how you name something can influence how you think about it. And that's important for everything from the medical care being given to the precautions being taken to a variety of diplomatic and economic issues.
So what does swine flu tell us then?
Swine flu suggests that this is strictly a disease of pigs. There have been no samples of this particular virus that have actually been found yet in pigs. And nobody even knows if this is a virus that makes pigs ill. The reason why it's being referred to as swine flu is that half the genetic material appears to come from swine influenza virus, a quarter from human influenza virus, and a quarter from avian influenza virus.
And give us some examples of some of the names that are being used. I mean, what is correct, what isn't correct?
It was the World Health Organization that first used the term, or really began using the term swine flu, and so a lot of people began adopting it. Now, there is an organization called the World Organization for Animal Health, which is the veterinary equivalent of the WHO, and it has suggested that the term be used North American influenza because there's a tradition of naming influenza epidemics for the location in which they are first identified. Now, the government of Thailand has begun referring to it as Mexican flu. They don't like the link to pigs because they're a very large pig producer and exporter.
And the Israeli deputy health minister is also trying to get the name Mexican flu to stick, but it doesn't seem to be taking off. It's not working in his own country. But why is swine flu the one that seems to be sticking, even though it's not really accurate?
Well, whatever name people first call something by tends to be what they stick with unless they have a strong reason for changing. And in the case of swine flu, that was what the WHO began calling it over the weekend. And so people have begun using that ever since. It's hard to change a name once it gains currency. Also, the alternatives, a lot of them have different issues. For example, it's not as though there's a consensus around Mexican flu. The U.S. government, actually, on Tuesday, you had the Secretary of Health and Human Services and the Agriculture Secretary both suggesting that it would be most accurate to call the virus by its scientific name, which is the H1N1 virus.
And Janet Neapolitano has also said that as well. But H1N1, is it because it's too much of a tongue twister? Does it sound too medical? Is swine flu just more catchy? Well, you know, what's the problem?
Swine flu is a lot more catchy. It's what people have been calling it for several days now. And H1N1 sounds an awful lot like H5N1, which is bird flu. So some people need to do a double take when they see those H's and N's if they're not used to using them.
And we wouldn't want to confuse the two either. Okay, Keith Bradshaw, Hong Kong Bureau Chief of The New York Times. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of The New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.